hear anyone say where she was from or anything?
No, I don't.
What about your grandparents on your father's side?
Well, he come in here from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he was here. I didn't know when he had come in here. Him and his brothers all come in over there. Sister.
Where in Alabama did they come from? Did you ever hear anyone say?
I never did hear them say what part of Alabama they come from. When he left Alabama, he went way out in Texas, yonder, the other side of Fort Worth, looking for a place to buy a place, and he never could find them to suit him, and he come back, him and his brother, and settled over here.
Where was your grandmother from on your father's side?
Pensacola, Florida.
Do you know what her name was before she was married?
She was a charity.
Uh-huh. What about your other grandmother? What was her name before she was married?
Who?
Your mother's mother. Do you know what her name was?
I don't know what her name was.
How much education did your father's parents have?
My father.
Your father's parents.
Well, he had a good education.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, when they come from Alabama, they're all educated.
And they farmed once they got here?
Yeah, farmed after they got here. My grandfather, after he got here, he went. They carried him to Civil War. He was in the Civil War when he was here. He died in 1903, I don't remember who. He died at the age of 81.
Did y'all, tell me about farming. Did y'all have a very big farm or what sort of
thing? We had a pretty good corn crop and a pretty good cotton crop. We plant probably sometime 2 acres sweet potato. Big watermelon patch, we really planted cotton. We didn't get nothing for it though.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pay for 4 bits a day for cotton shopping.
Yes.
50 cents a day. Got 5 cents a pound for it.
Where would you sell it?
$2.50 for a bale of cotton seed. You couldn't buy much. Well, you'd buy a piece of meat, a middling, get a middling for $2.50, $3. Meal, 2 bits a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Flour, 50-pound sack was $1.
How often would y'all go to Shreveport?
About once a month. You go up and take $20, $30 and buy as much as you could load on the wagon. You go up there now and you spend $50 and put it in a big sack and tote it out.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Times done change.
How long would it take y'all to get to Shreveport?
Now, we leave here early in the morning and we'd get in Shreveport about sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock, if it rained and the road wasn't bad. And we'd get back home about dark next day.
The next day?
Next day.